And we're inviting you to take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever's on your mind toll free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. 800-259-9231. Tonight, it is Ian in the studio with you.
And Curtis.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Site allows you to make show prep suggestions and share other interesting news articles, videos, blog posts, whatever you want with our listeners. You can submit an item of your choice from somewhere on the internet. In fact, you can even just write something up if you want. You don't even have to have a link. You can just write your own post. And you submit it to the website. Other listeners can then vote it up or vote it down, and then the most popular items will make it to the front page of our website. And actually, right at the top of our site tonight is this unusual that it would last this long, but it's there still, the 20 examples as to why the government, the U.S. federal government, is rapidly becoming a totalitarian police state. We went through those 20 things on the program last night, and there was one of them I picked out I had some questions about. It seemed like a pretty crazy claim that a woman who was spanking her child was allegedly charged with terrorism, spanking her child on a plane, allegedly charged with terrorism. And so I've got some of the details on that. We'll get to it, but your calls are the primary element, so we go to Scott in Minnesota to start things out. Scott, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Curtis and Mark. Scott in Minnesota. Hello.
Sorry about ruining Pork Fest.
I'm not sure what you mean by that.
Oh, well, today I wanted to make an avatar for Pork Fest, and I decided to use a hyperbolic word that people probably don't want associated with Pork Fest.
That's my profile pic now.
Okay, yeah. I'll have to take a look. I have no idea what you're talking about. I'm sure
the inside jokes go really great on national radio, so why don't you explain it for everybody?
The words I quote freedom orgy on the Pork Fest logo, and
the Porcupine Freedom Festival is a camp out that happens during the summertime. Liberty minded people from the Free State Project, associated with the Free State Project, or interested in the Free State Project, get together for a weekend, and in some cases a full week of camping fun and lots of activities and, you know, partying and things like that.
I have, however, not seen an orgy.
No, I've never seen an orgy. I don't know what goes on in people's tents, but...
But orgies could be defined as drinking wine and cheese, too, so...
Is that right? Yeah. The typical definition, as I understand it, is of like a sex party, like an open sex party. I didn't see the biggest tents at this place, so if there was an orgy going on, I doubt there were too many people involved in it. But are you saying that there was some sort of outrage over this, or what?
Oh, no, there was just somebody joking around on that.
Okay. All right, so is there anything you actually wanted to talk about tonight?
No, that.
Well, it's just, it made me realize why you guys don't use words like anarchy and capitalism, because words like those words get a certain image in people's minds, and then... Like, the word orgy makes people think of sex parties, even though you can use the word to mean something else.
Gotcha. That's a good point, and I thank you for the call tonight, Scott. 800-259-9231, that is the SACL CAI toll-free line. I had never heard the alternative definition of orgy. I did not even know it existed.
Well, I didn't look it up just now, but I do know that in Latin class we had an orgy, and that included wine and cheese. Well, grape juice. It was public school.
Wild, drunken, or licentious festivity or revelry. Any actions or proceedings marked by unbridled indulgence of passions. So you could have an orgy of killing, for instance. Number three, orgies in ancient Greece, esoteric religious rituals, especially in the worship of Demeter and Dionysus, characterized in later times by wild dancing, singing, and drinking. And formal, number four, definition informal, a boisterous, rowdy party. So several definitions for orgy, but it's like, you know, the people at least like me think of a sex party when they hear the term orgy. It certainly seems to be the popular connotation.
All right, well, the talk show consultant says always come out with your best foot forward. So what's our best foot on this one?
I'm not sure what you mean by that.
Well, I'm pro orgy.
1-800-259-9231, that's the SACL CAI toll free line. You can bring up anything. It doesn't really seem like it would be my thing, but here's a story from the L.A. Times. about this mother who allegedly was charged with terrorism. The original story that was linked to from the 20 things we talked about last night, the 20 police state things, was on kind of a blog site, so I didn't really have any real firm information. But they linked to the Los Angeles Times, who's reporting here, and it's actually a fairly old story from a year ago, where at least 200 passengers have been convicted of felonies under the Patriot Act, often for behavior involving raised voices and profanity. Some experts, maybe even for saying orgy. Some experts say airlines are misusing the law. So apparently the airlines are involved in bringing terrorism charges against people. It's very
confusing. Well, we've heard situations where essentially the stewardess is the law enforcement officer in the scenario. We've heard things like this before.
So what happened? Tamara Jo Freeman was on a Frontier Airlines flight to Denver in 2007 when her two children began to quarrel over the window shade and then spilled a Bloody Mary into her lap. She spanked each of them on the thigh with three swats. It was a small incident, but one that in the heightened anxiety after the September 11th terrorist attacks would eventually have enormous ramifications for Freeman and her children. A flight attendant confronted Freeman, who responded by hurling a few profanities and throwing what remained of a can of tomato juice on the floor, much like an infant herself. The incident aboard the Frontier flight ultimately led to Freeman's arrest and conviction for a federal felony defined as an act of terrorism under the Patriot Act. The controversial federal...
You know how hard it's got to be to get a job after you've been convicted of terrorism? I mean, come on.
No kidding.
You can't get a job anywhere after you've been convicted of a terroristic act. What kind of terrorism are you in for? Tomato juice throwing?
Apparently. Or spanking her kids. I'm not sure on the details, but...
She'd have got away with spanking the kids. It was tossing the tomato juice on the floor that the stewardess had to clean up.
Freeman, who's 40, spent 3 months in jail before pleading guilty...
Wow.
She said, "I had no idea I was breaking the law." And isn't that the case for so many laws? Well, I mean, a lot of people break laws every single day without even knowing it.
And this confession of hers, whatever it is delivered after they get her to sign on the dotted line so that she can get out of jail.
Right.
And this is how it's done.
She's a mother of two and was in jail for 2 months.
Three months. They use the system. They use this broken system. She's not supposed to be in jail unless she's a danger to the community or a flight risk. Mm-hmm. Now she's not either of those. If she's got two kids or certainly less of one. But they keep her in there, separated from her kids for three months, and then wag this piece of paper in front of her, say, "Hey, look, you can hang out here for another year while we bring you around a trial, baby, or you can sign this and be out with your kids today. You'll just be a terrorist for the rest of your life." Which is it, honey bunny? We got to protect the nation.
I'm surprised she was in there for 3 months before signing something.
Who would you sign? Would you sign that piece of paper?
No, I wouldn't.
I mean, it's a tough
not.
Piece of paper to sign.
It's. But you're right. That is how they do it.
And
it's
likely what's called protecting the nation.
It's likely she was trying to round up the bail in that period
of
time.
There probably isn't any. What kind of what's the bail for terrorism?
Yeah, that's a good point. Well, let me get to more of the story here. So according to the Los Angeles Times, she said, "I had no idea I was breaking the law." She's one of at least 200 people who've been convicted under the amended law. So 200 people have been convicted. This was written back in 2009. Who knows how many people have been convicted in the last year, and how many people have been accused? How many people have been arrested? How many people have been jailed without being convicted?
I think that pretty much everybody who's been accused has been convicted of it at this point. If you can get convicted for throwing tomato juice on the ground, it's a pretty crappy law.
In most cases, there was no evidence that the passengers had attempted to hijack the airplane or physically attack any of the flight crew. Many have simply involved raised voices, foul language, or drunken behavior. Some security experts say the use of the law by airlines and their employees has run amok, criminalizing incidents that didn't start out as a threat to public safety, much less an act of terrorism. I can't believe that an airline could charge somebody with terrorism. What the airline probably is doing is calling the police on an unruly passenger, thinking the police are going to, sort the situation out for them. And then the police charge them, "Well, it's terrorism. Airlines called us for this."
After 200 incidents, I think that the airlines have figured it out at this point. They don't have any repercussions. 200 people gone, so what?
Toll-free number 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. We'll get into a few more of the details on this story. There's another example of how this law was used to charge somebody else here in a moment. 800-259-9231. Your thoughts about anything. It's Free Talk Live.
Attention, all active duty members and veterans of the U.S. military. Your proud service to your country entitles you with the right to participate in special VA loan programs with benefits not available to the general public, like the ability to purchase a new home with no down payment or mortgage insurance, or refi with cash out up to 100% of your present home equity with less strict credit criteria. You are entitled to these benefits. Review them online at varadio.com.
This is Tim Lewis from iFreedom Direct and a veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom. I want you to know that as a member or veteran of the United States military, you've earned special rights and privileges. On your feet! And get the details at varadio.com.
iFreedom Direct Corporation is a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, certain restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to varadio.com. varadio.com.
The problem.
How do I cook food without power?
How do I light my home with no electricity?
How do I get emergency radio broadcast?
How can I make safe drinking water?
When your power goes out, the solution for cooking, baking, home lighting, listening to the radio, and producing clean water is the Family Emergency Kit from KeroStove. KeroStove has been in business for over 12 years with the largest selection of kerosene stoves and family preparedness supplies in the U.S. Now get the Family Emergency Kit at KeroStove.com for only $4.29 plus shipping, a savings of nearly $200. It's perfect for off-the-grid living. Call 888-395-1164 today. That's 888-395-1164 and ask about weekly specials or check the specials online each week at KeroStove.com. Again, call 888-395-1164 or go to KeroStove.com. KeroStove for family emergency solutions.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you've got to try MyPillow. Introducing the most revolutionary, most comfortable, and coolest pillow ever, MyPillow. Imagine your very own custom fit pillow. MyPillow is the only pillow of its kind on the market that uses a patented fill, custom made to your exact individual needs. MyPillow is 100% made in the USA and has a natural built-in cooling effect that keeps your cervical nerves cool, and that helps you get the best REM sleep possible. MyPillow helps alleviate snoring, migraine, sleep apnea, and other sleeping disorders. MyPillow is antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, machine washable and dryable, comes in many sizes and will not go flat. And best of all, MyPillow comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So what do you have to lose? Except poor sleep. Go to MyPillowShop.com. Mention coupon code GCN and receive up to $40 off. That's MyPillowShop.com. Or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. MyPillow for the rest of your life.
Good morning, Gardeners. Want lighter pots, better drainage, and forget the rocks? Hi, this is Paul Pringer from the Paul Pringer Garden Club. A lot of gardeners ask me if rocks are the best for drainage in the bottom of their pots. Not anymore. Now use Better Than Rocks, a new non-woven mesh material made of 100% recycled plastic. You place it in the bottom of your window boxes, your outdoor containers, houseplant containers for optimal plant drainage. Better Than Rocks helps oxygen reach the plant's roots, allows better nutritional absorption necessary for good growth and lush plants. Plus, you'll save money using less soil. The material is easy to use, and your pots will be much lighter. So go to betterthanrocks.com today, and for a $10 discount off a 16x96-inch roll, use the code PAULP at checkout. That's betterthanrocks.com. Better Than Rocks will get you growing.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything by dialing in toll-free at 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, so enjoy those on us. Features including our Shrine of Female Listeners with dozens of ladies who've taken the time to send us their validated photo and or video and show they are indeed listeners of this program. You can go to shrine.freetalklive.com, see the Shrine of Female Listeners. If you're a lady listener, you can get involved. Get the details at shrine.freetalklive.com.
Can you handle these stressful times yourself? Or are you constantly reaching for some caffeine or sugar fix Forget that. Be like me. Reach for a nature bee instead. Here's Mike Buck to tell us about New Zealand's pure and natural rocket fuel.
Good afternoon, guys. You know, if you guys want to be like Mark and Ian, here's what you got to do. For many people, it's around this time of the day you feel the need for something just to stay awake, right? Well, look, Nature Bee is going to get you going, give you the power to keep you going all day, and it's way better than those temporary sugar caffeine whacks. No artificial highs, and better yet, none of those inevitable letdowns later when it wears off. You get pure, sustained energy in a capsule the whole time you want to be awake, and the amazing thing, it's 100% natural.
So Nature Bee is not any kind of drug or medicine. What is it exactly?
It is exactly pure plant pollen from clean, green New Zealand. Been around forever, since the day dawn of creation. But New Zealand's Nature Bee unlocked its power, making it the natural energizer full of all the vitamins, minerals, and antioxidants and amino acids you need. Goes to work right away, feeding all the cells in your body, give you back your vitality, and your get up and go.
Okay, so how can people get Nature Bee, and what's the deal?
Okay, a couple of ways to do this, and they're both easy, and the deal is terrific. 6 months supply of Nature Bee, only $99.95 plus delivery. We're going to put it right to your house as well, right from the farm gate. We're going to give you 3 extra months free with that money-back guarantee. So you have no risk. Get all over this option today. Start feeling like we do. 1-866-834-8355 is toll-free into New Zealand. That's 866-834-8355. Or if you're coast-to-coast listening, border-to-border, to Free Talk Live online, Nature Bee's right there. Nature Bee's website, naturebee.com.
There you go. Get it right from the source, and in just days, feel as good as I do, call now at 866-834-8355 or go to naturebee.com.
All right, so as we continue this story from the Los Angeles Times about a woman who, actually over 200 people in the last several years who've been convicted of felonies under the Patriot Act, terrorism charges. Let's keep the definition of terrorism in mind here, because definitions are important, as we were discussing earlier.
Especially if you're in jail for it, the definition is important.
Well, of course, now the legal definitions of words mean different things, but we're going to talk about the regular in English definition. Noun, the use of violence and threats to intimidate or coerce, especially for political purposes. Now then, this woman spanked her children on an airplane and spilled her Bloody Mary on purpose when the stewardess came over to talk to her about it.
Well, I think spank isn't the... To me, spank draws up smacking on the bottom, right? So wouldn't you call smacking on the thigh a smack?
Whatever.
Well, I don't know. I think you should write definitions are important.
Okay, spank, smack. She raised her hand to her children in this public airline. And I just don't feel like that. While I personally disagree with spanking children or smacking or swatting them, I disagree with using violence to solve problems.
Swat, I like that one best.
Yeah, I disagree with it personally. I would not call it in any way, shape, or form, but terrorism. I mean, you could point out that yeah, mom is using violence and threats to intimidate or coerce her child. This is true. But I don't think most people would agree that that really is.
This would be
She's
covered
not
under,
doing it till they get them to vote Democrat.
No.
This would be covered by any assault charge, if that's what you wanted to do, is charge her with something.
We'll get back into more details here. Craig is on the line. Talk about it with us. Craig in Kentucky, you're on Free Talk Live.
How you doing, fellas?
It's on your mind, Craig.
I've got on my mind, do you remember we had this discussion pertaining to this probably about 6 or 7 months ago, maybe a little bit longer?
This story? I don't even recall talking about this story. If we've talked about this story, I apologize.
Cause... No, not this story. I said it pertains to this story.
So what do you mean? I don't recall what you're talking about, so what do you mean?
We talked about the Constitution. We talked about the Constitution and inherent rights, rights that are inherited or pre-existing.
Mm-hmm.
Characteristics or whatever. We talked about that, and I think that's...
Hello?
Kurt?
Hello? Kurt?
Yeah.
Craig, rather.
Is. Yes.
Craig, are you having phone issues?
I shouldn't be unless my carrier's got an issue with the way I'm thinking about this.
We'll keep going here for a little bit. We've had two cutouts so far, but you're saying something about the Constitution. Go ahead.
I said we talked about the Constitution before, probably about 8 or 9 months ago. We discussed the validity of the Constitution. Do you remember that?
We probably weren't big fans, but go ahead.
No, you weren't at the time. You weren't big fans. But what I was saying is the inherent rights that you have, they've been replaced. They've been replaced by precedents or whatever, because of just like the Patriot Act. and the situation is going to get worse. And I wanted to comment on that. And how do you feel about that? What do you think about it? Do people have rights to refute lies and allegations, or do they have to listen to the allegations because 50 people say it's true?
I think that your rights come from the inside, and they come from self-ownership. And therefore, you know, no. I mean, what is true is true, and what is false is false. And it doesn't matter how many people you can get to agree with what is false; it's still false.
Well, that's true in a sense, but it's not true. If you have a democracy, a majority rule, how do you decide then?
Hello? Yes. With a democracy, you cannot have you can't have rights, because at some point or another, the group
voted away.
Yeah, is going to vote away the rights of the individual.
Exactly. That's the only point I'm trying to get at. I'm trying to figure out, you know, what kind of system of government do you have, and what do you base that system on if you don't base it on a constitution, a constitutional republic. That's what.
So you're trying to find out what kind of a system one could have in the absence of a republic that's not a democracy, that's not a monarchy, that's not all of the things that have been tried?
Well, you have a constitution that gives you the protocol how to run the republic. See, on a
yeah,
democracy,
how'd that work out? Yeah, that's. I think we could pretty much flush that. I mean, it's over.
I don't agree with that, because they don't enforce it, and that's the reason they're going to flush it. What are you going to use besides that? What else can you use?
All right, so here's what my plan would be. You know, you can take one of two steps. You could either dissolve the United States of America, because the Constitution has failed and Washington D.C. is never going to stick by it again. That is over.
They'll dissolve themselves eventually.
If you could rewrite it, I'd say we could rewrite it to say that 90% of the legislators have to vote on something in the affirmative in order to pass it. Because if something's a good law, then you should be able to get 90% of the paid criminals in Washington, D.C. to agree on it, right? That's never going to happen, because we can't have another constitutional convention without people like Hillary Clinton getting in there and talking about how medical care is a right and all that other stuff. So you can kind of swish that one under the rug. The second option would be for states in whatever manner to be sort of on their own, whether they decide to secede or whether the United States spends itself into insolvency, which seems like the most likely possibility. And then those states could set up their own little constitutional republics, which would probably go along with the same republics. And then you'd have the depredations of the state, at least on a smaller level.
Thanks, Greg, for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. So you can bring up anything. You're welcome to comment on this. 800-259-9231. More terrorism coming up. You can take control of the airwaves. This is Free Talk Live.
Here's a question. If you have a septic system, did you know that proper maintenance can save you thousands of dollars in costly and unnecessary repairs? The answer is simple. Use septic system injector treatments made specifically for your home or business, available only at SimpleSepticSolutions.com. Made in the U.S., guaranteed to reduce sludge and odor by continuously cleaning your septic system, drain pipes, and leach field. This non-hazardous patented injector system contains billions of natural active bacteria and enzymes proven to digest household waste. With every flush, millions of enzyme active bacteria flow through your system, breaking down organic waste. Only Simple Septic Solutions natural eco-friendly products keep your septic system unclogged and free-flowing, claims other products can't make. Installation is simple and lasts for 4 full months. Visit SimpleSepticSolutions.com. That's SimpleSepticSolutions.com. Or call 508-759-0010. That's 508-759-0010.
Times are tough, and you gotta stretch that dollar. A special invitation for listeners to save. Sign up at DoobleyShoppers.com today and start paying the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices for the coolest stuff. New premium brand name TVs, laptops, watches, camcorders, Blu-ray players, and more. All with factory warranties, just like you'd get from a retail chain. Except for the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices. They start low and go lower with our reverse auctions.
You save even more with your first $8 auction purchase.
Doobly will give you an instant $25 dining certificate, good at thousands of nationwide restaurants, plus a $500 vacation discount voucher, usable at hundreds of resorts around the U.S. and world.
Sign up today at DoublyShoppers.com.
Pay the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices, and listeners receive special rewards. It's worth a peek to keep money in your pocket and the coolest stuff in your home and garage. Sign up today at DoublyShoppers.com. That's DoublyShoppers.com. You'll be glad you did.
You worry. You see the signs and worry about the future. You worry about economic turmoil and food shortages. How to be prepared while preserving your sanity? Your answer may be at hand. Author Linda Runyon lived off the land, isolated from civilization. She knows that as long as the sun shines, there will be plenty of free food all over God's green earth. Perhaps the only sane insurance is knowledge of wild edible plants. The cost of learning is minimal. Wild food grows everywhere, and you will see it everywhere. It's every bit organic and more nutritious than our modern diets. Well respected in her field, Linda's approach to teaching this subject includes books, flashcards, and video, with an emphasis on health, safety, practicality, and joy. Learn how to identify it, where and when to find it, how to prepare, use, and store it. Go to Linda's website, ofthefield.com, and take advantage of special offers. Or if you're not online, call her 24-hour toll-free order line at 888-51-EAT-FREE. That number again, 888-51-EAT-FREE. A little knowledge makes starvation impossible.
Global, environmental, energy, technology. It sounds scary, doesn't it?
Well, it could be if you're a Bilderberger. Because this amazing invention is really all about making clean energy very affordable for everyone. We call it GEAT. Now, thanks to a worldwide grassroots intervention, the suppression of GEAT is over and its inventor is free again to share it with you. Paul Pantone, inventor of the GEAT fuel processor, only has a few openings remaining for the U.S. GEAT dealership training program. You can be personally trained by Paul to become a GEAT dealer from May 17th through the 21st, or from June 21st through the 25th. For details, go to GEATinternational.com or send an email to paul@geat.nl. Do it now, because when Paul has his 100 dealers, the U.S. school will close. Go to GEETinternational.com or email paul@geat.nl.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves and dial in toll-free, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. And join us on our website, freetalklive.com. You can enjoy all the features there. Unlike those other talk show hosts that want to charge you for their websites, ours is free, so enjoy that and enjoy all the archives. We've got a whole bunch of shows going all the way back to the beginning of 2009. If you click into our podcast at freetalklive.com, all free for you. Again, freetalklive.com. We're going to continue with your phone calls here, but real quick I wanted to address further what Craig had brought up in Kentucky. He had called, I guess, a while back to discuss the Constitution and its legitimacy, and of course, I don't see how any document that was signed by men who don't exist today in any way could be considered legitimate. Sure, some people take an oath to it and all, but clearly they don't really care that much about it.
Yeah, not, those people that take the oath, as Craig said, don't really take that very seriously.
Yeah. So
at least they don't interpret it the same way that I do.
So as Lysander Spooner put it in the late 1800s, it's the Constitution of no authority. It was signed by dead men, and even the dead men that signed it, they signed it in witness thereof, as I understand it. So it wasn't even like a contractual kind of a signature. It's like they just put their signature on it saying, this is the Constitution, basically. So I understand it. Maybe I don't have all the details on that right. But nonetheless, my name's not on it. And I don't see how those guys could possibly have bound me back in the 1700s. Doesn't make sense to me.
And also, I'd like to point out that the people that signed the Declaration of Independence at least realized that they were going to swing at the end of a rope for signing their names to that piece of paper. The people that signed the Constitution, that was in 1789. I mean, that war was over. They weren't going to swing at the end of any rope. They were doing nothing but enforcing a new rule of government, because they already had the Articles of Confederation in at that point. And I believe that the people that were in support of the Anti-Federalists or whatever stood up and walked out of the convention. And when the Constitution was put together. So there's a lot of sordid history behind this document that nobody wants to mention.
Now, Craig was still kind of that. He's still in that constitutional mindset, that go republic kind of mindset. And his question was, well, what else is there besides a republic? Because he's kind of acknowledging that the republic is maybe arguably the best the best governmental structure out there. You're comparing cancers, basically saying this is the best cancer of the entire group. But that's basically where he was coming from, and he wanted to hear ideas for alternatives. And you gave him some ideas as to how maybe you could do another constitutional republic with more stringent rules and enforcement clauses and et cetera, and 90% supermajorities to pass things. And I think that's all legitimate and fine, except for the whole force issue, which is where I think that the alternative needs to be proposed, that if you want to have a constitutional government, by all means, just make sure that you get people to opt in. Make sure that you get people who agree with that idea to all be in the same, ideally, I think, the same geographic area, because as you get away from that geographic area, it becomes more difficult to, I guess, continue operating your society, especially if you're going to be within some sort of a not so voluntary government.
If you're going to have utility, monopolies on utilities, it's going to be very difficult to operate things, outside of a geographic area. But I don't see any reason why there need to be geographic restrictions. For instance, there could be a power company that offers power to people that are signed up to a constitutional republic that is not bound by geographic limitations, and that power company just has to, service those people all wherever they are.
I don't know how they would do that, but that's not my business, So
there are people in this geographic area that aren't served by the power company because there's no lines going to where they are. So yeah. It happens.
So I think that it's fine to have yourself a constitutional republic. Just please make it a voluntary one so I don't have to participate if I don't want to, because I'm not interested in making rules for other people. And I think that's really what it comes down to. The government isn't there to keep you safe, right? I mean, they're there to make rules, tell you how to live your life. Curtis, you're the resident agorist here. I'm an agorist too, to some extent. But I mean, coming from that perspective, what do you think about what Craig was saying earlier as far as alternatives to organized governments?
I think the best possible thing is just to allow some competition in government, and that'll get rid of the force right there. If as you were talking about, it's a voluntary system where people can opt in and out, well, then it doesn't pay to go around bludgeoning your citizens over the head and robbing their pocket.
I think the thing that you'll come up against is this. This mindset that people have that they must make rules for society, that do no harm and honor your agreements, that's not enough. We need to have it written down more. There needs to be more that we codify these natural laws of do no harm and honor your agreements. They want to write tomes and tomes of detail as to, well, what if this situation arises, right? And what if this situation arises? And you can never cover everything.
Now we have more laws than a person can read in four lifetimes. I mean, if there's just
let's put it in a big giant marble building that the average person can't get up to.
Oh, right, and make it inaccessible unless you pay one of our minions to do the interpreting. And
write it in a foreign language.
So that's essentially what we've got today, and that's what this republic will get you. We know that because that's what we've got. We know what the Constitution will bring us because we have what the Constitution will bring us 237 years later or whatever it is. That we already know that the answer to that. So it seems like you need some other option. I have a difficult time imagining what the world's going to be like without some kind of coercive government that's attached to a geographic area.
It was probably difficult at one time for somebody who owned a bunch of slaves in a big field to imagine what it would be like without his slaves.
Yeah, I mean, how will we get the cotton picked? How will it possibly happen? And they managed to get the cotton picked, and the world is going on at a better pace. Right. And there have been far more leaps and advances in humankind since then than there were before. So there you go.
So moving toward a voluntary society is where I want to go. And if you want to have a constitutional republic, just make it voluntary, because I'm not interested in electing somebody to tell me what to do.
Or tell other people what to do.
Especially to tell other people what to do, because I know that in order to be free, which is what I would like, that I must allow other people to be free. And I just don't think that if you've got a coercive system with anything resembling taxation, confiscatory, by force, taking of people's wealth and time and effort, then you don't have freedom. 1-800-259-9231. Let's go to your phone calls about what you want. Ladies first. Lauren is in Ohio. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Lauren.
Hello.
Hi, Lauren. What's on your mind tonight?
You mentioned earlier, Ian, that that you did not believe in spanking children, and yeah. this is a conclusion that I have come to agree with very, very recently.
Oh, really?
I grew up in a situation in an area where that is the common method of rearing your children.
It's common across the country, from what I can tell.
There are probably places that it's less common. I mean,
true.
If you go to, I don't know, Oregon someplace, Portland, Oregon, you're probably going to find fewer spankings going on than you say would in the rural South.
So what about your story, Lauren?
Well, I actually have more of a question.
Okay.
I don't agree with spanking your children. It doesn't make sense as a method of raising your children.
No, it doesn't make sense to teach your children that when you're bad, or it doesn't make sense to use violence to solve problems, to teach your children that. You know, oh, don't hit your sister, I'm going to spank you now. That doesn't make sense.
I hope exactly.
Okay, you're still there. Go ahead.
Okay, so What would you say would I don't know if you have children. What would you say is the best way to teach children things that you know through their entire time they're children? The best like non-violent, non-aggressive way to be a parent essentially.
Ostracism.
You can ostracize your child, kick him out. Look, you're going to follow these rules or I'm kicking
you
out.
That's what being put in the corner
well,
is.
It doesn't have to be that bad. Yeah, you can just turn your back on them, start ignoring them for a little bit.
Well, that truly does work. At some point or another, their little throats get sore and they stop yelling and then they go and, you know, they go on
they
and
want
do
your
something
attention.
Else.
They want your attention. That's what they're yelling about. Mark does have a child, though, so what about you, Mark?
So we beat him a lot. No,
is Laura in favor of spanking?
I don't think either one of us is against spanking. I think that there's different grades here. We have never spanked Jack, and we don't intend to. That's the experiment that we're embarking on. However, I'm not going to say that people that spank their children are bad, and that spanking children is and under no circumstance acceptable. I think that I think that different circumstances, are for different people.
Lauren, if you want to hang around, we can continue the conversation with you here in a moment at 800-259-9231. And if you've got a suggestion for Lauren, an answer to her questions, definitely dial in on this. MemoryDealers.com offers the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers, including SFPs, GBICs, XFPs, Zimpacs, and X2s, that are 100% compatible with all major networking equipment manufacturers, including Cisco, 3Com, Foundry, Alcatel, and HP, at up to 99% off list price. Memory Dealers can also offer customized solutions for your transceiver requirements, including private labeling. Memory Dealers is your trusted source for all your networking and telecom accessory needs, in stock and ready to ship via overnight delivery. MemoryDealers.com. Have you been thinking about starting a website? I'm going to tell you about a great offer from HostGator. HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Use the coupon code FTL, that's FTL as in Free Talk Live, and sign up at HostGator.com to receive your first month completely free. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at HostGator.com host you.
It's no secret why pharmaceutical companies and mainstream media often question the safety and effectiveness of herbal supplements. But isn't it ironic that mainstream pharmaceutical companies are the ones who manufacture overpriced prescription drugs that produce dangerous side effects? Do your own research and compare the herbal supplements offered at researchedherbs.com. Herbal supplements at researchedherbs.com are backed by over 1,100 published clinical trials and endorsed by over 250,000 healthcare professionals in 76 countries worldwide. Researchedherbs.com is home to the world's number one selling liver support formula, and best of all, our products are manufactured by a company that's been around 80 years, produces 20 billion herbal pills every year, and is still family owned. Call 1-800-973-1486 or go to researchedherbs.com. Researchedherbs.com supplements. All the goodness with none of the side effects.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black
Berkey Elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include 3 Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, 3 Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653, or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can...
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, inviting you to take control of the airwaves, bring up absolutely anything. The toll-free number is 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. If you've got an answer for Lauren about her question as to how to raise children without raising a hand to them. Many parents have managed to do this very successfully with some of the most unruly children, so there are interesting techniques out there, though I can't recall what they are. I know we've been told about them in the past. I'm not a parent, so I haven't really internalized it. But if you've got an answer, 800-259-9231, did you raise your kids without spanking them? What are some of the stories of maybe some of the more challenging moments and how you dealt with those challenging moments as a parent without using violence? 1-800-259-9231. Also, you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features for free, so enjoy those on us. If you like the show, by the way, you can support us by becoming an amplifier for as little as $3 a month. We'll take that money in and reinvest it into the show, getting on more radio stations around the country, bringing more internet listeners on board, and exposing new people to the ideas of freedom. Now, one of the other ways you can expose people to more freedom-oriented ideas is through other great shows like the School Sucks podcast. You can go to learn more at schoolsucksproject.com. It'll tell you about how the government school is necessary to prepare young people for citizenship, which is, of course, where a curious and creative individual learns how to be a meaningless part of a large and uniform group of dependent followers who are constantly being watched, managed, and told what to do. School Sucks podcast is the show about the end of government-controlled education. You can visit their new website, schoolsucksproject.com. They've got neat new features over there, schoolsucksproject.com. I think Lauren is still with us. Lauren, you're back on Free Talk Live in Ohio. Are you there?
Yep.
Okay. Now, you said you'd come to a conclusion recently, you're a parent, that you were not going to raise your kids with spanking. What was it that led you to that conclusion?
Actually, I'm not a parent.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Not yet. But I do intend to be one day.
This is a good thing to make up your mind about before actually becoming a parent, so good choice. What made you think that, though?
It was a conversation that I read on the Free State Project forum.
Really?
I'm pretty sure it was the Free State Project forum. Mm-hmm. Fairly certain.
But, so was there any point in particular that was particularly persuasive to you?
Yeah, what convinced you?
It was the idea that, you know, well, kids are people too, and you should definitely not aggress against other people. So it does not strike me as morally correct.
Okay, so this is where I think the argument falls apart. And I'm not saying your argument falls apart. I think this argument falls apart. Because I can tell you, I changed Jack's diaper today, and it was an act of aggression. I held that little boy down with my elbow. I stuck it right in the center of his chest. I had one arm that I was taking the diaper off with. The other one, I was holding the other two arms back, and I had one leg up in the air. I mean, he was hollering, okay? It was an act of aggression. If I was doing this to an adult, it would absolutely be an assault, okay?
Starting adult typer,
really kinky.
And so I cleaned him up. I slapped another one on him, and he went about his way.
Oh, come here, sir. You smell a little stinky. hold still, sir. Hold still.
So I think that this whole act of aggression thing kind of, it doesn't hold water because I have to aggress against Jack in order to do what it is that I do and be a good parent with him. If I were to let him go about doing what it is that he wants to do, he'd be nothing but a little animal by the time he grew up. And that's not acceptable.
You're talking about
just because you don't hit your kids doesn't mean you're letting them do whatever they want to do.
I agree.
Yeah.
So that's why I say for me, this the whole not spanking thing is simply an experiment. I'm just seeing, hey, can this be done? Can you raise a civil child with it? We only have one. There are people with nine of these running around all over the place.
Oh, yeah.
Hanging from the ceiling, screaming, throwing things. And I think that different circumstances call for different things. I've seen very good people advocate for spanking, and I think that they had some good points. I don't think it fits my lifestyle.
I think that it's always an excuse, personally. I think that there's always an excuse to raise. I understand that, Mark, but we've talked about this issue a number of times on this program.
And I've always disagreed.
And we have spoken with parents who have successfully raised their kids without spanking them. And they've been through challenging times without spanking. They've come up with more creative ways to discipline their children than raising their hand to them. And I think that's what we're talking about. I understand your point, Mark, where you're saying that, well, okay, you have to aggress to hold the baby down to change his diaper. There's a certain level of you're taking care of something that has no ability to take care of itself.
I would like to point out you cannot aggress when it comes to feeding the child. I've tried this. You know, like they'll open their mouth to holler and get some food in there real quick. Yeah. This simply doesn't work.
They will not swallow.
Right? Yeah. You have to convince them to swallow. You cannot you can't aggress against them.
Yeah.
Can't
so
force that.
I think there's a certain line that we're talking about here, whereas you're taking care of the basic needs of the child as opposed to some sort of discipline where the child has the cognitive ability to know that it's not supposed to be doing what it's doing, that kind of thing. And I think in those cases, it's absolutely inappropriate to teach the child that violence is the solution to problems. And I think there's a real inherent message there, even if you're, the compassionate spanker, because you always hear the examples from people, and I'm sure they'll call in, but you always hear the examples from the people that support spanking, well, it's my last resort. Well, I try this, I do this, I do this, I do this. And that's good. I mean, as far as I'm concerned, that's an improvement over just the parent that turns around and whacks them on the butt for any old transgression. I think there's a continuum here, but I also think that there are things that can be done aside from raising a hand to a child. So, Lauren, I appreciate the question. Any other thoughts you wanted to share tonight?
No, thank you.
Thank you very much. And, of course, there are a variety of resources on the Internet that can discuss parenting alternatives to spanking. I don't know what those resources are, but I know they're out there because I've looked for them in the past. So I highly recommend looking into that. And, of course, again, parents who have raised their children without spanking them would love to hear from them with their stories tonight at 1-800-259-9231. If you want to call in support spanking, you're certainly welcome to do that. I've heard it a million times because I think the majority of Americans likely does support spanking.
I don't know.
I think you had suggested it was 80%, didn't you, at some time in the past, Mark?
Maybe
I don't remember.
In the 50s.
I don't know.
You think it's in the 50s?
Maybe in the 50s it was 80%. I don't think it's that high anymore.
Oh, you think that it's gone down over time?
Yeah.
I would hope so. I would hope that people have become
I just
more
think they've become lazy.
Well, I think that... I think
television, you know.
I think that over time people have fewer children. They are having fewer children. Those are the numbers. And if you have fewer children, you have more time. And that's something we have. My wife and I certainly have an abundance of. We've designed our lives, and we're very fortunate to be able to have the time with Jack. And so we don't have to use. I think that spanking is an effective punishment.
It works.
Teaches now, the wrong lesson.
Maybe
it gets the behavior to stop, but it teaches the wrong lesson, and it can actually make the behavior worse later on because eventually the kid won't care about getting spanked anymore, and then they'll go and do anything. In fact, I just thought of a couple good alternatives. I remember that when I was growing up, there was the star chart. Did y'all have these? No. Okay. Well, where basically, if you're good
in school,
you get a star. No. It was my parents. My parents did this. It was on the refrigerator. So if you were good and you did as you were supposed to do, then you would get, you know, a gold star, or silver star, something like that. And if you collected enough stars, then within a certain time frame, like a month or week or whatever it was, maybe there are different time frames. But you get enough stars, then you get some sort of desirable reward that you would not otherwise, as a child, get. Ice cream, you know, something simple like that, right? These are powerful motivators. The reward system is a powerful motivator for children, which is why taking away things like privileges, when children are old enough to have privileges, taking away privileges from them can be also similarly very powerful.
So with the star chart
and ostracism, like Curtis was saying,
did you say that if you do not stop, did your parents say if you do not stop this particular behavior, we will remove one of your stars?
And like you get a frowny face.
I think it would probably be that you get a certain you get like a star for each day or something like mm-hmm. that. In fact, I heard an example of this today as I was out and about. I think it was yesterday. Anyway, around town, there was a lady with two children, and she was coming out of City Hall, and one of them was acting up on the stairs on the way down from City Hall, and she used this threat with them, with one of them, because one of them was being good, the other one wasn't. And she used this threat. She said, you're going to lose a bit, or something like that. So I don't remember what the term was, but I immediately heard, oh, okay, she's got them on this system where, you know, they have a certain counter of some sort throughout the day, and you're going to lose points or whatever, some kind of a demerit system, basically. And I heard that, and that little girl started behaving better as soon as mom said, oh, you know, you've crossed the line. Here's your warning. Mm-hmm. You don't have to give too many warnings if the kid is going to get something down the line that they desire. And what kid doesn't have things that they desire? Mommy, buy me this. Okay, sure. You know, we'll think about getting that as long as you get however many stars it's worth to you. You know, having a child behaving in a positive manner. How much is that worth? You figure it out as a parent.
Mm. Yeah, I don't know. It always smacks of bribing the children, you know? I spent my first
I'd rather bribe a kid than
afternoon. Yeah, I understand where you're coming from.
Toll-free number is 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's not a bribe. It's just an incentive. People have to be properly incentivized. We are incentivized to do this show in order to do certain things and not bribery. Hour 2 is coming up.
I'm talking to those out there who, like me, aren't any good at dieting and don't seem to be able to work out as often as they'd like. Are you on a slow roll down fat hill? How would you like to lose weight without changing your diet, exercising, or getting the freaked out jitters? Try Lumathin Plus. It's priced so that you can do it for less than a dollar a day, and it really works. Stop the fat spiral at LumathinPlus.com. It isn't going to make you lose 10 pounds in 10 days, but you can do it without changing your lifestyle. LumathinPlus.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.